Blog Talk Radio.
Started this morning, digging into it and finished it up this afternoon. Not saying that I got everything that's related to it, but I wanted, you know, the Most High to reveal or show to me what was done and why this phrase would have so much power. So much power coming from Messiah when he said it to the men that were coming to arrest him. And so I wanted to delve into that more on this evening. I am he. Delve into that and to understand that this is not one of those milk topics. Okay, it is a topic that I believe it's actually a revelation, but I have to show it to you as the Most High has shown it to me. And we have to understand that none of the scriptures, the Hebrew or the Greek, actually came with any what we would call punctuation marks. So a lot of the punctuation that is added in the English was added. And so I believe that there is something here that the translators missed, that all of them have missed in this I am he, I am. So we're going to go ahead and do our statement of faith. And we are going to pray in. And then I want to take my time with this to see if I can lay this out the way the Most High has shown me. First time doing this, so I won't say that it will be perfect. I will say that you have to have an understanding of how the Bible was written. Some of the rules or the protocols that they use to translate, and that from the Hebrew to the English is not per se a word-for-word translation. In other words, you might have one word in the Hebrew that conveys a thought, but when you translate it into English in order for it to make it readable, then you have to add words. You have to fill in some blanks, okay? And so I'm going to endeavor to do this. I'm not trying to reinterpret the scriptures by any means. But I wanted to look at the scriptures that contain the phrase, I am or I am he, as it relates to the Most High. Not every time you find it in scripture, because I am in context can mean exactly just that. You know, I am Miles. But when it comes to the Most High, I want us to look at this and look at it from the Hebrew, from the Greek, and from the English, because I believe there's a revelation here to us, his people, that I don't think people have seen or gotten before, okay? And so we're going to dive into this on this evening. And I pray your patience. I pray that you pull up your Bibles, pull up the program, the Sword Searcher program, and because we're going to be using it a lot, because there's some things that you need to see when it comes to translation. That it is better to do it, that you see it, than I try to explain it to you. And then I'm going to show you what I have seen and what I have done with the scriptures in regards to this. So we're going to use a couple of reference scriptures, because there are some things that were done that once I explain them to you, hopefully, and I'm saying this hopefully, as I said, this is not milk. This is meat, and so I don't expect you to get it the first time. I really don't even expect you to accept it totally 100%. You know, it will, as the Most High moves you, or as your level of study has been, you might be able to see some of this. You might understand what I am doing and what the Most High has shown me. If not, the next time I do it, you know, I always pray to him that he gives me ways to explain this, you know, things that he has shown me in a way that for the layperson, those that don't even study, that it will be revealed to them if it's meant to be revealed to them. Nevertheless, let us do our statement of faith. And again, once again, I want to say happy Sabbath. And it is the end of the Sabbath, so it's the end of the Sabbath lesson. And let me make sure that this file uploaded, that, yes, it uploaded. So I'm going to go ahead and load this here. And we're going to go ahead and do our statement of faith. And then we're going to pray in. Sound the shofar to end the Sabbath. And then I want to jump into this. And I pray that you are of an open mind. Okay? Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. We just magnify you, we glorify you, we lift you up, we extol you. For you are Elohim, and you are Elohim all by yourself. And there is not another like you, Yah. And I just thank you for the study that you allowed me to do on today, Father, and the revelation that I believe that you have given me within this. Hallelujah. But I thank you, and I glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. The sounding of the shofar.
Carolina Straightway. I'm Sister Jason, this is Sister Leia, and this is Sister Allison. We're going to be singing I Love the Way You Hold Me by Jane Gray for the Grand Olympia.
Play that. Let me change that. All right. Amen. 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 All right. Let us start this off. I want to start off, I think I'm going to start this off in Exodus chapter 3. And I'm going to share my screen. So if you are listening through the phone line and you can't see my screen, I will try to talk to this to the best that I can. This is a lesson that you really need to see. Sort of as we compare versions of scripture that you can understand what I'm talking about. Nevertheless, I'll try to talk it out the best that I can. So I'm going to share my screen. And when you have it, if you'll say amen, let me know that you have it.
Amen.
All right, so you should be looking at my Bible. Okay. And I'm going to go to to Exodus chapter 3. Then I'm going to come back to Psalms. Exodus chapter 3. And we want to get verse 14. Okay, and this is, before I even start here, let me set this up. The scripture that I used as the reference for this is the book of John. So let's go there first, and then we'll come back to this. So let me do the necessary. Let's go to John chapter 18. And verses, we're going to get verses 1 through 1 through 6. John chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. So this is what sent me down this road, okay? When Yeshua had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook of Cedron, where was a garden into which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place where Yeshua oftentimes resorted there with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, cometh there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Yeshua, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Yeshua of Nazareth. This is who we're seeking. Yeshua said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Now, in this verse, as he answered them, I am he, they fell to the ground, says that there was some power here. Then in him announcing who he was, and the way that he announced it, that there was some power there. And above and just saying his name. And so I started digging into this from this standpoint. Okay. From this standpoint. Now, one of the things that I discovered, I'm going to switch this over. And for those of you who are using this program, if you want to switch to see the Hebrew and the Greek, I'm using, if you can see my mouse, I'm using the KJV version of the Bible. If I switch it to the KJVSL, the King James Version with strong link, then it will give me, if we're in the New Testament, it will give me the Greek translation under the English, okay? And if we're in the Old Testament, then it will give you the Hebrew. That's how you switch translation, how you switch versions. Just go from KJV to KJVSL, the King James Version with Strong's link. Now, if we look at this verse, if you look at verse 6, okay, so one of the first things I ran into, as soon as they had said unto him, I am he, you can see that there's a word-for-word translation of I am. But there is no Greek word for he in the translation. come down here to verse 8, where he says, I am he. I told you, I am he. There is no translation from the Greek for the word he. The word he is added for understanding. So what Messiah actually said was, I am. They added the he for to give a better, in their thinking, a better translation from the Greek to the English. But you notice that there is no word he, no Greek word for he. So what Messiah actually said is, I am. Okay, now that's important. Why? Because we know that one of the names given, or actually the name given for the Most High, he told Moses, what shall the children of Israel, when Moses said, what shall I tell them who sent me? He says, tell them I am, have sent thee. So we're going to look at this in depth. So in the Greek, and neither in the Hebrew, is there an actual word for he. So this word he is added to the English translation for clarity. For clarity. But Messiah, when he said, answered, who, you know, they asked, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. When he said, I am, he said his name. Now, in the English, his name translates. See if I can explain this to you correctly. Well, I'm gonna get into that because there's something here that he showed me that we need to pay attention to. So now let's go to Exodus. No, we're actually going to go to Psalms. I'm going to do it from there and just build on this. Let's go to Psalm 68, the book of Psalms, chapter 68. Because this will be a better way to go. Psalm 68. And we're going to get verse 4. Now, in Psalms chapter 68, as I was doing this study, and I was saying, okay, there is no translation. There is no word in Hebrew for he. There is no word in the Greek for he. And so if you look at a lot of these verses, there is not a one-to-one word-for-word translation from the Hebrew to the English. Okay, and that's important to understand, that there is no one-to-one. A word in Hebrew, it might take 3 or 4 words in the English to explain what that word means. Okay? In Psalm 68, sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Now they give you a name for the Most High here, Jah. Okay, in the English, Jah, and rejoice before him. Now, when we look up this name, Jah, if I just put my mouse over it, it'll pop up, or it'll be in the lower left-hand corner of the screen. Jah translates in the Hebrew to Yah. Why they've used a J in English, I can never tell you. Didn't exist. But Jah translates to Yah. Y-A-double-H. And I'm going to have to correct, you know, the things that I have put in up, because it really is a double H rather than a singular H. Okay, but this is his name. Yah, this is a concatenated form of his name, a contracted form of his name. Now, I'm going to take us into Exodus, and we're going to see this. But I want you to look at these two letters. I have them highlighted in the bottom left hand of the screen. I don't know what this letter, this tilde mark with the underline and what that letter is called. I have to pull up the Hebrew to see what that letter is called. And then we have the hey. Okay. But it's pronounced Yah. So I want you to look at that. Okay? Because when we go into Exodus and we see I am that I am, you're going to see that Yah means am. This is if Yah or Yah is the same word that is used for am in I am. So let's go to Exodus chapter 3. Remember this word, Yah. I want you to remember that, okay? And we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to get verse 14. Now, Moses is about to go into Egypt. And he asked the Most High, when I come to the children of Israel, who shall I tell them sent me? What is your name? And Yah says, and Elohim said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Now I want us to look at that in the Hebrew, because this is important. We're looking, you know, when we read the English, we're looking at a translation. But I want us to look at it in the Hebrew and see what it says there. So let's switch to the Hebrew, same verse. I am Ha-Yah. Ha-Yah. Now remember I told you that Yah, this last part, the same name that he gave us in Psalms, that is pronounced Yah with a double H, the ending part of I am. So this part means am. Ha would have to be I, the representation for I am, because Yah means Yah. Now, we're told that in the English, the translation is I am. If Yah or am, if Yah translates to am, then Yah is a proper name and not a declaration. It's a proper name. So the Most High's name is Am. A-M. But that would sound funny in the English. Okay. So when we read this, I am. Now I want to show you something. See how they translated I am here? Hayah. That I am. Hayah. They didn't translate that. That was added. It's not in the Hebrew. Hayah, hayah. Okay. Now, when we go to the end of this verse, he says, I am has sent me unto you. Tell them I am has sent me unto you. If you notice, they don't translate the I am here. They translate the phrase, I am has sent me. But his name is not there. Send away. So the I am really is not there in this verse. They have added it. I pray we can see what I'm talking about. So they are not consistent all the way through. Okay. But if we use what we have from Psalm 68, that The Most High's name is Yah. And we come back to Exodus chapter 3. Then we see that I am translates to Hayah. Then Yah would have to mean am, and Ha is translating I. I am. Now, in the English, we might be thinking that he's making a declaration. But it would be like me saying, I, Horace. Am is a proper name. And I think what has happened in the translation, when they have gone through and translated this, whenever the Most High is saying this, they have translated it as a phrase rather than as his name, as I am. So when Messiah said, I am, and the men fell back, they fell to the ground, spoke the name. So when you see I am that I am, it's not a declaration. Now, it am may mean the self-existent one, am. But he was saying, I am his name. Now, Jehovah, a long version of his name, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tispinu, Jehovah Jireh, these are all his name with a characteristic to it. But you could just simply say Yah. And this is why I call him Yah. When I ask, what is your name? That you've been saying it every time you said, Hallelujah. 10,000 praises to Yah. 10,000 praises to Am. That's his name. Now, as I said, this is not milk. This is meat. And this is something that a lot of people have missed. Now, when I go into the scriptures and I pulled up all the scriptures where the Most High is using this vernacular, I am he, or I am, and he is talking about himself. What I went through, and I just want to go through this and sort of kind of show you something, okay? Because, as I said, there is no, we get punctuation marks from the English. In the Hebrew and in the Greek, there are no punctuation marks. So a lot of the places where we see I am or I am he, sometimes they put a comma there. But when you just take it literally, then he could be pronouncing his name. So I wanted to take us through a few of these, all the ones that I found that are applicative. And what I find is it doesn't change the meaning of the scripture, but what it does is show you him saying his name. I hope that makes sense. So in the English, what I've done is taken, let's take Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, okay? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. In the English, because we use the word am as a verb, to be. That's what it means, to be, a form of being, am. I was, because his name, everywhere where you see this, the Most High always says, I am the first and the last. I am he which is and which was and which is to come. Those are all forms of the word be. All forms of the word am. But in this case, am is a proper name for the Most High. It's a name for him. So when he told Moses to tell them that I am, have sent thee, he's saying I am as a name. It would be like me saying, I, Horus, have sent you. I hope we can get this. If we take and put in his Hebrew name, rather than the English name, am, I'm going to show you this, then we could just simply say, Yah. We can simply say Yah, because Yah is his name, and in the English, it translates to am, A-M. So if we look at Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, then when we see where he says, if we want to make it to make sense to us in the English, then we would say, I am, I whose name is am, so that we understand that am is a name. It's not a declaration. I, whose name is am, have sent me unto you. If we say I am, then in our vernacular, we think it's a declaration. But my name is am. His name is am. Now, that is the translation in English, am, A-M. In the Hebrew, it is Yah, Y-A-H, H. Now, I've left off an H in here, and as I said, you have to forgive me, but it's Yah. So if we reread, And I didn't put it in here the right way in this translation, Exodus 3:14, and God said unto Moses, I Yah, or I am that I am, or I am. He for us to really understand what he's saying, we would have to read that. And Elohim said unto Moses, I whose name is am. That's how we would have to read that, so that we understand that he's saying his name. I, whose name is am, have sent me unto you. Okay, I hope we can get this. We have two words, Hayah and Yah. And in the English, I, whose name am, that's what that Hayah stands for, I, comma, whose name is Yam, is am. And then Yah, which translates to am. That's what we're dealing with here. From the Hebrew, we get am is a proper name, like Ann or Joseph, not a verb, be, or to be. It may mean that, but it's actually a proper name. And this is what I don't believe the scholars have related, because when we go to, as I said, when we go to Psalm 68 and 4, he tells us that Yah is his name. And Yah translates to am. So it is a name and not a declaration. And when they translated it, I am that I am, I really believe that it's a mistranslation, because they didn't understand am in the English as being a proper name. Oh, this translates to am. It translates to a verb. So if it's a verb, then it must be a verb to be. But it really is a proper name for the Most High. Yah. In the English, am. We say, well, that's a verb in our language, but it's a proper name in Hebrew. So let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's look at this, and let's use the same convention in other scriptures concerning him. concerning the Most High. I didn't use this in any of this convention, in any of the scriptures, that he's not talking about himself. Okay? And let's see if it changes the scripture. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 32, and we're going to get verse 39. Now, and what I was trying to do, let me pull this up. I'm going to pull it up on my screen here. Deuteronomy, and then I'll have to stop sharing. Deuteronomy 32 and 20 and 39. Now, in this, we have this convention, and as I said, they write this as a phrase, because if you don't recognize that when the Most High is using this in regards to himself, that he could be saying his name. Okay? Am. See now that I, even I am he. So there goes that phrase, I am he. They don't translate this as his name. They translate it as Elohim. Elohim. Now, how they got that from that, I don't know. I am he, they translate to Elohim. There is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. If you take out the punctuation, I, comma, am he, or you just translate am he, you come up with his name. I am. There is no he actually in the Hebrew either. So if you take out the comma, I am, just like he told Moses, my name is I am. Then let's look at that, and I'm going to, so you can come back into the document that I'm looking at, because I've done this from a document standpoint. Now, if you can see the screen with the verses on the site again, somebody just let me know so I can make sure I'm not sharing. Anybody? Okay. Thank you. If we use the convention and understand that we're dealing with two words in the scriptures, Haya and Yah, and Yah being a contracted form of Haya. And in Haya, we're told that it translates to I am. Haya translates to I am. Again, let me, now they didn't do it here because they're writing this as a phrase here, but I think that they are incorrect in doing this. Go back to Exodus 3 and 14. Now I think I have it on the screen here. But it gives it to, it's not, if we look here, I am is Haya. If we look what I have highlighted in yellow, Haya. Okay. In Psalm 68 and 4, the Most High said his name is Yah, and it's the same word as in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, without the ha on it. It's just Yah. Am. Okay. When we go to Deuteronomy chapter 32, and we understand am as a proper name, not a declaration. I am as a name, I Horus. Then when we put this in here, if we just translate, if we put back his name, put back the Hebrew word here, see now that I even Haya, I am, and there is no God with me, doesn't change the meaning. If we come down and we put it as a proper name, see now that I even, I am, with the proper punctuation as a proper name, and there is no God with me, then we understand that he's talking about himself, the Elohim name, Aim. Am. I said Aim. Am. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Or if we take it and translate it back to his, the English version of his name, Am, back to the Hebrew, Yah. I, Yah. So now that I, Yah, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. Or we could write it this way. See now that I, even, I, Yah, and there is no God with me. A declaration of his name. He's telling you who he is. He's using his name that he even told Moses. The contracted version of his name. Go to Isaiah to see if this still continues to hold true in the scriptures. Who has wrought it? Isaiah 40:41-4. Who has wrought and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, or I, Yah, the first and the last. I am he, Hayah. Okay. Now, if I look this up, Isaiah 41:4, let me make sure that says I am he or just says I am. Isaiah 41, and that's what I meant to put in here, the actual English, before I put that word in there. 41:4. Says, I am he. Now, I'm going to share my screen again because I want you to see something in the Hebrew. Okay? So, when you have my screen again, somebody let me know. Okay. Thank you. When you look at Isaiah 41:4, which is what we're talking about. When you look at the translation, who has wrought it and done it, calling the generations from the beginning, I, the Lord, the first and the last, notice that there is no Hebrew up under I am he. Not there. Now, the reason that I think that they put this in here, again, is for clarity in the English. But if we were going to translate it as they have put it in here, then I am he. There is no such word as he in the Hebrew. There are words I am. Haya. There's no he in the Hebrew. So he would simply would say the first and the last, I am. He would not say he. So if we put that in the verse, let me stop sharing. We're going to be doing a lot of this. Back to the screen. Haya. I whose name is Am. Anytime he would use I am in relationship to himself, it would be a declaration of his name. Or I, Yah. If they were going to translate it correctly, if they were going to add this in, I hope we can hear this. Look at Isaiah 43:10. The point that I'm trying to make to you is that I is not his name. Hayah. Yah is his name, and it's a proper name. But Yah translates to the word am in English, and when they translated it like a verb, except for in that one place. Translated it like a verb. But when I go back and apply the protocols that they used out of Exodus chapter 3 and 14, and along with Psalm 68 and 4, as Yah as being, as Am as being a proper name, as Yah as being a proper name, then it makes all the more sense. You are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand. In the original, in the English, I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. But since there really is no I am, there's no translation for he, he's saying I am, whose name is I am, whose name is Am. Hayah. And so we will see that in the Hebrew, whose name is Yah, whose name is Am. So if we were to reread that, one way that we could read that is, you are my witnesses, saith Yah, or the Lord, my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I, whose name is Am. That's the only way that we could really understand it in the English, because when he says I am, they did the same thing. They read it as a declaration, I am, not as a proper name. Whose name is Am, and I left the he in there in this case, but I really shouldn't have left the he in there. And I'm just showing you where I left it at. Right here. But I really should have taken that out. Whose name is Am. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Or, you are my witnesses, saith Yah. Because I told you that the problem that most people have is this word, Lord. If you put his name back in there, it removes all of that. It removes all the confusion because you know specifically who he's talking about. Use his name. You are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that Hayah, before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. If we go and translate Hayah, and this is what I'm doing, taking you progressively down here. You are my witnesses, saith Yah. And I'm reading here. You are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand, I whose name is Am. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. When he says, I am he, because they translated it as I said, as a verb, rather than a proper name. In order for us to understand what he's actually saying, we understand it's a proper name, understand that I, whose name is Am, or we can read it this way. You are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I, Yah, his Hebrew name, Yah, Because if I said I am, then people read that as, if they don't understand am as a proper name, they read it as a declaration. But it's a proper name. I, Yah. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. So it doesn't change the verse. What it does is help us to identify that Yah is identifying himself by name. And we think that, I'm going to write on this, but we've been told that this is the only place where we find his name when we see this in the scriptures, in the KJV. When we see capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Then we see the tetragrammaton of his name. But I'm here to tell you that his name is there more than that. It's not the only place that his name is. Well, because they didn't understand it when they were translating, they didn't translate it as his name. They didn't put Hayah there. Matter of fact, most places they chose to leave it out. They put I am, but they didn't put the translation of his name. I pray this is making sense. Isaiah 43 and 13. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? That could read, yea, before the day was, Hayah, I am, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will let it? But if we were going to understand it in the English, from the way that we read that word am as not a proper name, in order for us to understand that it's a name, then it would have to be spelled out. Yea, before the day was, I whose name is am, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will let it? Or we can simply just use the name that he has given us. In the Hebrew, yea, before the day was, I, Yah, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will let it? Now again, it doesn't change the meaning of the spirit, but it's identifying the Most High to us. I hope that makes sense. It's identifying him by name to us in the scriptures. And when Messiah said it, it carried power with it that it knocked people down. He didn't simply say, I am here. Here am I. I am he. He said the name. And he said it in such a way that it caused people to be knocked to the ground. Look at Isaiah 43 and 25. I, even I am he. Now we see that, we see how they add the punctuation in here. Okay? I am he that blottest out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. I, if you take out the punctuation marks, the comma, I, even Hayah, that blottest out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. I, even I, whose name is Am, that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, will not remember thy sins. Or, I, even I, Yah, that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, will not remember thy sins. In all these cases, if you remove the punctuation, we get his name. And if we use the Hebrew version of his name, we get Yah. Go to Isaiah 46 and 4. Like I said, now, as I said, you don't have to believe this. You don't have to accept it. It is when I saw what Messiah did, what he mentioned, when he used that vernacular. And I know that the Most High identifies himself in the English as I am he. There are too many scriptures that have it. But there is no, you know, what I didn't know was that there's actually no Hebrew word for he, and there's no Greek word for he. So he's simply saying, I am. They translated it the way they wanted to translate it. Okay? So Isaiah 46 and 4. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. If they were going to, again, translate this when the Most High is saying this concerning himself, even to your old age, Hayah, reading this version now, and even to the hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Because Hayah translates to I am, and Am is a proper name. If they were going to translate this to the English so that people speaking English would understand it, and even to your old age, I, whose name is Am, even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Or again, we could just use his Hebrew name, Yah. The same name given to us in Psalm 68 and 4. The short version of his name. And even to your old age, I, Yah, even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. So the only thing that it does is help us to identify he whose name is Am. We call him Yah. Christians call him Jehovah or Yehovah, but the scriptures are telling us that his name is Am. In the Hebrew, Yah. And it may mean self-existent one. It's not changing anything there, but it is showing us that he is using his name more often in the scriptures than we want to recognize. So if you've gone through your Bible and everywhere where you got capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, and you've changed it to his name, whether you're using Jehovah, Yehovah, Yah, we're given those names in the scripture. I told you I am convinced of Yah because of Psalms 68 and 4. The same word, name used from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. It just doesn't have the ha on it. Ha, Yah. Just has Yah. And it means am. A-M. And I really do believe that had the translators, and I think some of them did, but I think had they recognized it and it was accepted, that they would have simply said when they translated, whose name is Am, so that we understood that that was his name. It wasn't a declaration. So tell them, I am has sent you. If I use your name, I Mary, or I Denise, or I Lorraine, or I LaGracia, we understand those as proper names. We don't understand the name am as a proper name. But it is. Isaiah 48 and 12. I am he. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first and I am the last. If we look at that translation another way, hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. Hiya. Hiya the first. I also am, and you got the also in there. It could just say, I am the last. So it could be Hiya, Hiya. I am the first. I am as a name the last. I hope we can see this. Now, I missed it right here because of this also being in there. But if you remove the word also, you also have I am. And it would still be saying the same thing. I am the last. I Yah the last. I Yah the first. I Yah the last. But because they put that word also in there, then it could be saying something as a form to be. But remember, this is for that I also am the last. This is the phrase right here. This is the Hebrew word for it. So they put down a concept. They put down what they thought was a declaration. And when you look up those words, it'll be the last, it'll be the first, but they don't put his name in there. So he made out of said. I Yah the first. You might have just said, if they don't have the translation there, I the first, I the last. Then there wouldn't be a name. Go to Isaiah 51 and 12. Isaiah 51 and 12. I, even I am he, take away the comma, that comfort you. Who art you? Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of man that shall die, and the son of man which shall be made of as grass? Take out the punctuation you have. I, even Hayah, that comforts you. Who art you? Who are you that thou shouldest be afraid of man that shall die? If you put it to where we understand that Hayah is a proper name, Am is a proper name, then you have I, even I, whose name is Am, that comforts you. Or we could just use the Hebrew for Am, the name Am. Yah. I, even I, Yah, that comforts you. Now, we got 6:24, so yeah, I got time to go through these. We'll finish up early. Isaiah 52 and 6. Isaiah 52 and 6. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he. That I am, because there wouldn't have been a he there, that does speak. Behold, it is I. If we translate it and put the Hebrew back in there, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know that in that day that Hayah, that does speak. Behold, it is I. Translate it back to the English. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know that in that day that I, whose name is Am, that does speak. Behold, it is I. Or we just put his name back in there, his Hebrew name for Am. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I, Yah, that does speak. Behold, it is I. Now, when we come into the New Testament, to the verses that we were originally got this from, and I, you know, there were some other verses, but I wanted to use specifically this verse that Messiah used, okay? From the Greek, and I'm going to share my screen to make sure that you can see this and understand it. When you can see my screen again, let me know. All right, thank you. John 18 and 5. I showed us this before, but this is a reference verse. They answered him, and Yeshua, they answered him, who are you looking for? Who are you seeking? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Now, Jesus saith unto them, I am, and there is no Greek word for he. If you see it, there's no Greek word under he. There's no Greek word under he here. Okay. Now, I am, because I don't think they recognize this as a proper name. They recognize it as a declaration. But I think Yeshua said, Hayah. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I, whose name is Am. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Or we could translate that. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said unto them, I, Yah. When he said that, and as soon then as he had said unto them, Hiya, I am, Hiya, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Let's go to Revelation, chapter 18. And I'm going to pull this up on, while you're still looking, Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. If you notice, there's no direct translation up under here. For the Greek, now, they should have still used the same two words that they used in, where were we at? In John chapter 18. But they didn't even translate the I am. So either this is added or they understood something's going on here. But if they have those words there and the I am is declaring his name again, then that would read, I, whose name is Am, that liveth and was dead, and behold, I, whose name is Am, alive forevermore. Amen. Have the keys of hell and death. Or it could simply be read, I, Yah, that liveth and was dead, and behold, I, Yah, alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. It identifies who is actually talking. Go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 23, and we'll be done for this evening. Revelation chapter 2, verse 23. See how they have I translated here and am here, but still no translation for he. Okay, because they're trying to make this easier for us to read in the English, but I think that they have missed something. So if we were going to read that, bringing the stuff over that we have from Torah, I will kill her children with death. And let me, I'll stop sharing. I will kill her children, reading from right here. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I, whose name is Am, which searches the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your work. Or it can be read as, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I, Yah, which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to his works, to your works. So, the message that I'm trying to convey to you is that the Most High revealed his name and Messiah used it. His name when they came to get him as Am. And when he used name, It caused them to fall to the ground, to knock them to the ground. Now, again, in closing, let us go back to Psalm 68 and 4. And again, this is the reason that I am convinced of his name. Yah. And when we relate that to Exodus chapter 3, I am that I am, we get Ha-Yah. I am. I-Yah. We're told in Psalm 68 and 4 that his name is Yah. His name is Am. We say Yah. The English version of his name, they're using Am as a verb. But he says, my name is I am. I am that I am. But because of the way that we translate that word am, because of the way that we use it, we have all looked at it as a verb to be, a declaration. I exist that I exist. I am the self-existing one. When really he's telling us his name is Am. My name is Yah. And it can mean self-existent one. It can mean to be. But that is my name. Am. So when Messiah used it, when they were coming to get him, he used it in such a way that it was no doubt. And they should have, all those people that came to get him, Judas and the scribes and the Pharisees and the soldiers, they should have got up and ran. But prophecy had to be fulfilled. And he had to go to the cross. But all through the scripture, the scriptures are identifying the Most High to us. Now, let me get one more place. And the reason why I say this is important. Go to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. And let's get verse 27. Jeremiah chapter 23. Actually, starting verse 26. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 26 and 27. How long shall it be in the people, in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name. Lord is not a name. Father is not a name. Son is not a name. Holy Spirit is not a name. The Most High wanted his people to know his name and call on his name. The false prophets caused the people to forget his name. They actually caused him to start worshiping Baal. When they translated the Bible from the Hebrew into the English, then to the Greek, and to the English. They caused people to forget his name because they replaced his name with Lord. Understand that the word Lord or the title Lord is not in the original script. Because they were told that, hey, the name of the Most High is too holy for you to say. But the Most High says, if my people, which are called by my name, how are you going to know if you're called by his name if you don't know his name? He tells us to call on his name. He didn't say call on a title. He said call on his name. In Messiah's name has to be the name of the Most High. Isaiah's name itself reveals the name of the Messiah. But understand that he said that the prophet caused my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as the fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Baal translates to the English word Lord. So we got all of everybody speaking English calling the Most High by the name of Baal. And they made it a title, but it's the name of Baal. Lord. That's what Baal translates to. So why they did that, I would never know. Why they would translate the Most High's name, because everywhere where you see this, 6,702 times in the Old Testament, his name was there. Everywhere where you see the Lord, his name was there. But when you translate Baal from the Hebrew, translates the Lord. Why would they do that? Why would they use the translation of a false god whose name translates to Lord from in the Hebrew and put the name of the Most High in the English as that? For this lesson, it is my understanding that because they added the punctuation, the way they added the punctuation, because they said I am, and the English word for am is a verb, to be, a form of to be, I am, I exist, I be, I was, I is, those are all forms of be. Because that's the way we translate that word, and we don't translate am as a proper name, everywhere where the Most High used his name, where he was revealing to us his name, we have translated it as a verb, to be. I am he. And rather than I, and then the name am. All right. So Messiah used the actual name of the Most High, is my point to you. And in that name is power. And when he used it, it caused the people to go backwards and to fall to the ground. Do you know who you coming and arresting? Let me show you who you are arresting. And then he allowed it. He drew back his power. So one more thing. A rule for when you are studying and you are studying and bringing things from the old into the new. Let's go to Isaiah 40 and 3. Okay. And I'm going to share my screen for this. 40 and 3 to show you a rule here. And when you have it, if you say amen, or let me share. Now, if you have it, if you say amen, or let me know. You guys have it?
Amen.
Amen. All right, thank you. I want you to pay attention here. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare you the way of, they say, the Lord. Okay. If we look at Rashawn, can you close my door? If we look at the name that they use here, Jehovah, this is who the prophet is supposed to be announcing. This prophet that identifies himself by a voice that cries in the wilderness. Okay. He's supposed to be prepare you the way of Jehovah or Jehovah. Now, when you bring that in order to properly translate this and bring it forward into the New Testament when we come to John, you got to bring this same name forward because this is who he's talking about. Okay, so when we go over here to John 1:23, I believe it is, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 23. Just telling you as a rule of thumb, when you're studying, you got to make sure that whatever, however something's identified in the Old Testament, if it references in the New, you got to go back and get exactly how it's referenced in the Old to understand what it's saying in the New. Because when they translate, they don't always translate correctly. John 1:23. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of, and now they use the Lord here, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. But that is translating into Christ. And they say it translates into God, Lord, Master, Sir. But in the Torah, we are given specifically whose name it translates to, correct? Yes, no, maybe so.
Yes.
So we have to bring that forward. What they have done is added this title, and Lord is a title, it's not a name. They have added this title to Messiah's name. And if they were going to use Lord from Torah in their translations, then they should have used it the exact same way. But because they don't understand who Messiah is, to try to make a distinction. A distinction. So there's a document. I've done this, and I'm just going to give it to you. I've done a lesson on this, but I want you guys, you know, I don't want you to take my word for it. And let me see if I can find this. Let's see if I can find this. Okay, I'll see if I can find it and email it to you. Just something for you to look at. What you really need to look up is why did the translators of the Bible translate the Most High's name as Lord? That's what you really need to look up, and I'll look that up and send the link out to you so that you can understand the protocol, the rules that they use for doing their translations, okay, and not take my word for it, okay. Do your own research, but find out why did they translate the Most High's name to Lord? What was their rationale, and what does it mean? I'll find it and email it to you guys. It didn't come up as a link readily. I don't know if I have it in my favorites. But I knew this years ago because a Bible that I had that I can't find right now is packed up. But one of the things, it had a section in there on how to read the Bible, and it had a section on in there, why is the word Lord in the Bible? Lord itself, and why did they replace his name? And the translator said that his name was too holy. They were told his name was too holy to pronounce. So they changed his name everywhere where his name is at. They changed it to capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, or the Lord God. Capital L, lowercase O-R-D, and God, G-O-D. But it was at his actual name there. So I think if the Most High puts his actual name there, that's what he wants us to use, his actual name. That being said, are there any questions on this lesson tonight?
No, Brother Miles,
all right, amen. Anyone else? Glad it did to you, my sister.
Read the scripture, and then you say,
"Hiya,"
it makes sense.
Amen. I'm glad it does, because it like I said, it's what was shown to me, and when I went back and, you know, tore it down, this is where it falls out at. So I'm glad it makes sense to somebody. Any other questions, comments? Don't believe it. Can't understand it. It's all good.
I have a question. I want to know, okay, like, when you, like, okay, John
You can say it either way. Okay, so you're looking at what, John 1:23?
Yes.
Yeah, you can just say, I am, because Hayah translates to what, I am. But am is a what? A name rather than a verb.
Well, I'm asking is, do you leave the I in there or you take the I out?
You can take the I out. You can just say am if you know the name. But his name that we're given that means am is what? Yah.
Yah, right.
So if you say I, Yah, you wouldn't be wrong. If you just say Yah, you wouldn't be wrong. Right. So, you know, the bottom line is when we use the original language and we put in there what it actually is saying, like I said, the Most High, when I was praying on it, you know, and I had started gathering the scriptures, and I'm like, there ain't no he in the Hebrew, so I can't use the name, the words I am he as a, to come up with a what I would call a proper name, because it could just be what, the meaning of a name. But since there ain't no he, there was no way to come up with a translation to the Hebrew of am he, I am he. But there is a way to translate I am. But when I went and looked at both the Hebrew and the Greek, there is no he there. So he was just simply saying, I am. Well, I am, we know, the Most High told Moses, is a form of his what, name? And when we go to Proverbs chapter 68, Psalm 68 and 4, he tells us straight out whose name is what, Yah. If the same word that is translated for Yah is in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, where he told Moses, I am that I am, then we get his name. It's Yah, which translates in the English to am. Does that make sense? So this is what he's been doing all this time. And like I said, there's no punctuation really in the Hebrew. So when they were doing it in English, I believe they just put the punctuation wrong, or the declaration of his name, they made it a declaration and not his name. Even within the same verse, they didn't stay consistent with the way they should have. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, real quick.
Exodus 3 and 14?
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna share my screen. What are you seeing? My Bible?
Yeah.
Exodus chapter 3. Verse 14. Now, you see how they translate I am here? And you see how they translate I am here the same way, Haya, Haya.
Haya.
But go down here at the end of the sentence. Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am. Do you see them translating I am there?
No.
No. So they didn't even stay consistent even through the end of the what? Sentence? So they should have translated this Haya. And then whatever phrase stands for has sent me unto you. But they left out his name. Okay. So, or his name was not there. I am is not there in the what? Hebrew? So they added it in there. Does that make sense? It wasn't there, and they added it in. And the only way you would know that is having the what, the actual Hebrew there and being able to compare. But when you are doing this, if you click on the name, and in the like on my screen, the bottom left, it shows you the name.
Haya.
Haya. So we got ha, ha, ya, right?
Yeah.
A hyphenated word. When we go to Psalm 68 and 4, all you get is Yah. You don't get the high. So let's go there real quick and we'll be done. This is just so that you can, you know, make the connection. Psalm 68 and 4. So you see when I put the cursor over Jah, we get what? Yah?
Yah.
So Ha has to stand for I, if they translate it correctly. Because the last part of that, Jah or Yah, is just that. It's what? Yah.
Yeah.
And so what we're dropping is the what? Ha?
Right.
And we have Yah.
Yeah.
This can't also mean what? I am? Because it simply says Yah. So, and it is a what? Name?
Yes.
Is not a verb to be. Now, it may mean and translate to what? The English word am? But his name is, in the English, his name would actually be am. That might confuse people, so I'll just use his Hebrew name, Yah.
Yeah.
And tell people that it means what? Am?
Right.
So I hope that, like I said, I hope it didn't confuse anyone.
No, it didn't confuse nothing. No, we wish.
All right, amen. Now this, you know, as I said, I believe this is this is something that I believe that they miss, and I believe that a lot of people miss. Let me do something. But I think I've read this before somewhere else as well. I'll have to find that. There is, I believe I was watching a special on TV that says that there was a god named in Egypt whose name was Am. Let's see. Is Am or Yam? Yeah, let me do some research on this one before I give it to you. But in our book, in the English, his name would be Am. In the Hebrew, yeah. Let me see if they know what the Hebrew. Yeah. So, but they don't really say if they know what the name means. Oh, wait a minute. I think they do say something right here. What they think it means. Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into the site more. Okay, that being said, if there are no other questions, and I invite you to study it for yourself. But as I said, when I was looking at when Messiah used that phrase, how the men fell back, there's more to that phrase than just, I am he. And it comes back to, he actually used the name. All right. With that being said, may the Most High bless you. May he encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. And not love you like the Most High loves you. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. Have a blessed evening. Shalom.
Shalom, Father, you sir.
And let me play the theme song.
Shalom, Brother Miles. Shalom, family.
Shalom. Mm-hmm.